Tyrion. Varys stood over the brazier, warming his soft hands. It would appear Renly was murdered most fearfully in the very midst of his army. His throat was open from ear to ear by a blade that passed through steel and bone as if they were soft cheese.
Murdered by whose hand? Cersei demanded.
Have you ever considered that too many answers are the same as no answers at all? My informers are not always as highly placed as we might like. When a king dies, fancies sprout like mushrooms in the dark. A groom says that Renly was slain by a knight of his own rainbow guard. A washerwoman claims Stannis stole through the heart of his brother's army with his magic sword. Several men-at-arms believe a woman did the fell deed, but cannot agree on which woman. A maid that Renly had spurned claims one. A camp follower brought in to serve his pleasure on the eve of battle says a second. The third ventures that it might have been the Lady Catelyn Stark.
The Queen was not pleased.
Must you waste our time with every rumour the fools care to tell?
You pay me well for these rumours, my gracious Queen.
We pay you for the truth, Lord Varys. Remember that, or this small council may grow smaller still.
Varys tittered nervously.
You and your noble brother will leave his grace with no council at all, if you continue.
I dare say the realm could survive a few less councillors, said Littlefinger with a smile.
Dear, dear Potar, said Varys, are you not concerned that yours might be the very next name on the hand's little list?
Before you, Varys, I should never dream of it.
Mayhaps we will be brothers on the wall together, you and I.
Varys giggled again. Sooner than you'd like, if the next words out of your mouth are not something useful, eunuch.